Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from Space Year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside. Hi, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Go Bayside. This is the Saved by the Bell podcast where I have a friend over to my apartment to watch an episode of the show and then we critically deconstruct it. I like to make it sound academic.
Very academic, yeah, yeah. This is basically a school. We're in school right now.
It's like you guys are learning a lot.
A graduate course.
I've actually had people say that I've had my PhD in Saved by the Bell, so I have an honorary degree. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's the voice of my very lovely guest, Max Silvestri.
Hi, April. Thank you for having me
here. Thank you for coming. It was like super fun to go. We got a real serious like lesson learning episode.
This was not like a light, silly one where there's like a misunderstanding about a date.
No, this is hardcore. The episode we watched is called...
Title's pretty on the nose.
Drinking and Driving.
Yeah, it's not an illusion.
Spoiler
alert.
That is what it means. And the original air date was October 10th, 1992. Now, what I need you to do is give a brief synopsis of the plot.
Sure.
And then we'll break it down.
Fully. Not like a TV synopsis that doesn't reveal the third act.
You can get... It could be a TV synopsis in length, but you can definitely give away the ending.
Okay.
Yes.
So, it's almost homecoming time, and A.C. Slater's football friends are too dumb to throw a party one way, so they throw a toga party, and then his friend Ox, who's 40, on the team... brings beer, and everyone is a little nervous. All the principals in the show are right. Nervous about beer. Screech and Tori don't have any, but Slater, Lisa, who is homecoming queen elect, in this system, they've already known it. It's not crowned live.
She's also elect, like there's a like it's in November, and then she's going to be
my coronation or whatever. Yeah. But preppy AC and Lisa all get a buzz on, and then. They drive Lisa's mom's car, who's out of town. There's an accident. And then there's a complicated series of lies to try to keep the accident from the principal, from their parents. But eventually the lies tumble and tumble on top of each other. Lisa loses her homecoming crown. A.C. Slater cannot play in the big game because of a shoulder injury. And Zach is forced to give up his prize possession, which is his car.
Yes. That was beautifully done.
Thank you.
Beautifully done.
It was a heavy episode.
It was a heavy episode. Unnecessarily so, which we'll get into because these kids are terrible liars.
Yes. And actors.
Yeah. Well, yes, that goes without saying. Okay, so the
the show opens with Lisa walking down the hallway, like kissing everybody's ass to get votes for Homecoming Queen.
Yes. Even from her best friends.
For her best friends, where they're like, well, clearly we're going to vote for you. We only hang out with you.
Yeah, well, who else would we vote for? The school, from what we can tell, has between 14 and 15 students.
Exactly. Like, and you're the only girl we hang out with, so yes, you have our
vote.
The
only one who wants this. I mean, at this point, Tori is just working on motorcycles.
That's true. She doesn't care about... Can I tell you this, though? In my school, in 10th grade, I got nominated for Homecoming Court as a joke.
Oh.
Because I was like, weird.
Alt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so as a goof, it was kind of mean.
That's not that funny a goof. Yeah. Like many, many goofs, like many pranks and goofs, it was a little mean-spirited.
And also I went to like a really big school, so I was like, oh, a lot of you are clowning on me. Like, do you know what I mean?
Like there was a plan. Like they got together.
Yeah,
and like,
it was
here's
weird.
What we're doing.
Yeah. But then I was like, whatever. I mean, I didn't get on it. I got on like the court, but then not the actual thing. So I was like, whatever.
Have anything like we did not have prom kings or queens or courts or anything like that.
No,
so
where
I don't
did
know
you
any
up?
About Massachusetts.
And did you go to a private school or something?
I did, and we didn't have any of that. Not in a weird like Montessori way.
Right.
Just like there was no prom. Really?
Was it really because it was a small school, or?
I guess our class size was like 100. It wasn't so small that we wouldn't have had, but we just didn't have like a normal dance. We had like a. Yeah, there was never really like a proper dance.
This is interesting. Yeah. What, because was it on did your school think it would interfere with academics?
No, it had weirder, older traditions that they did. That was like the fifth form dance is a thing. Fifth former is what they call 11th grader. Like it was just very, they had traditions that didn't line up. But also they were big and like there was no rankings in school. Like they didn't do stuff like prom king and prom queen.
This is
so
like
it was
blowing
a little,
my mind.
Yeah.
Was it like a super hard school?
No.
I mean, you're wicked smart, so was it like...
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I'm not even being funny.
I did
clearly.
Type up my notes on Saved by the Bell. I wasn't writing them longhand. I was, No, it just like was not into, you know, it wasn't a touchy-feely place, but at the same time was like very into making sure no one felt on the bottom.
Oh.
And I think rankings, like having a like class thing...
Right.
It's nice to have people on top, but then ultimately it's like, oh, I'm
that
dumb.
Seems that is super interesting, and it also seems kind of ahead of its time.
I
feel
think
like
so,
that attitude
it didn't
is a
feel
more
touchy
modern...
feely at the time. It felt like a particularly conservative place, and like all my I grew up in the town and all my friends that went to the public high school, I was like, you guys can do so much chiller where you are. I've got to like wear khakis and
oh, you had to wear a uniform and everything.
Not a uniform, but just like it was like business casual. It was like weird. It was such an in-the-middle sort of thing. It would have made more sense to be like, oh, you got to wear a blazer or a skirt or whatever.
Right.
It was like, no jeans, no sneakers.
You just had to dress like a Best Buy employee or
kind
something?
Kind of, yeah. And I'm like, and most teachers wanted you to tuck in your shirts. For guys, it was just like a very weird... Girls could kind of get away with anything as long as it wasn't just t-shirts. But if it was like nice t-shirts, they could.
Right.
But guys were just, we would just like be like, oh, this teacher lets us wear New Balances, but this one doesn't.
This is so fascinating.
So yeah, I never had a prom. We never had voting on prom kings or prom queens.
Do you feel like that affected your childhood?
I don't think
a positive
I would
or a negative
have,
way?
I don't think I would have prospered in that environment. I was not particularly at the top of the heap or... like, I think I would have felt left out from that, so I'm sort of fine that I got to, like, skate away with that. We had the only, like, voting, I was valedictorian in my high school, but only voted. It was just you voted a speaker, because they didn't do rankings. Valedictorian didn't mean the same thing. It was just, like, who were the three kids that would be willing to talk at graduation? Okay, we'll vote between them.
Oh, like, but isn't that still technically a ranking? Because that's still your fellow students being like, we think this guy's cooler.
Yes, that's all we did. But it wasn't cool. It was, like, also no
more
one.
Articulate.
It wasn't just, like, he's the valedictorian, so there he is. He wins. It was, like, who wants to give a six-minute speech?
And you were like, I'll totally do it.
I was
it.
Like, I want to do that, you know? Yeah. Like, I wanted to be... performer and all that. Like, I was already into that, and everyone else was like, we're like, my class was kind of a mess and kind of lazy, so
yeah. But see, like, this is why this is fascinating to me. You think you benefited surely because like you weren't left out, you weren't clowned on, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm probably sitting here doing comedy because I was fakey voted on
because these nightmare kids
homecoming
came together
thing. Yeah,
like, wouldn't be funny.
Yes,
if she
so
was
it's
on
like
court.
I think it goes either way.
It does go either way. We all would have been who we were anyway. I feel like it's all preordained.
Yeah.
So that I did or did not have a prom, you know.
Do you really think that's true?
Time is a stream. You can drop a rock in it and sort of, you know.
We're getting 10 minutes into a Saved by the Bell podcast. This is what
stream.
We're getting into.
I'm dropping time theory, time travel theory, mostly from X-Men Days of Future Past. But I mean, you know, I've read some of the quantum physics.
If you hadn't said that, I wouldn't have
known. Right?
I'd have gone, of course you were a valedictorian, and you went to an Ivy League school.
Can't reroute the stream.
It
just makes droplets,
you
know? Just ripples. Just ripples.
Okay, well, that's super fascinating.
So, yeah. So, anytime, like, my knowledge of proms and homecomings, we had, like, a pep rally day, like, one game against a rival that
So you did have sports teams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was very... You had to play sports. So I, like, was forced to play sports that I hated. We did have... Sports were, like, a big thing. You had to do three a year. And I hated them.
Wait! Your school made you play sports.
I know.
Sports.
There's so many... I know you were like, oh, it's really progressive. But actually, in some ways, it was, like...
Right.
Super backwards. And, like, forcing so many kids...
Forced in a way... Like, did you get graded? It was a class?
No, it was just...
Because otherwise, couldn't you just
season,
go, no, I'm not going to do it?
No. You had to.
Because I totally have been like, no, I'm not going to
do
it.
Yeah, if you, like, missed practices, you would get in trouble in the same way if you skipped class.
Wow.
When you became a junior, you started being able to do, like, one alt activity a year. Like, one season you could do, like, rec tennis or, like, physical fitness, which is, like, weight room. You know, like, you could do something lazy and unorganized for the 2 hours. I started doing plays just because you could get out of sports
right.
if you were in the play.
Right.
And I was like, I can't. My senior year allowed you to do two, and I was like, I'm a senior. I'm not going to be on the worst player on, like, JV soccer or, like, manage, totally. In quotes, you know, like, be the water boy for the lacrosse team
right.
as a 18-year-old near adult.
Right.
So I did, like, rec weights and, like, you know, screwed around at rec tennis and then was in a play.
Is this school still operating?
Very much so, since 1864.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's a weird system. I can't imagine the sports is going to last that long. Though at the same time, I would have just been a lazy, weird, in the corner somewhere kid if I didn't. Like, I was never good at sports and I never
right.
excelled at it. But, like, there is this value to, like, getting on a bus and traveling for games and having, like, a weird bonding, even if I was
sure.
miserable and just sitting on a bench, you know, for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not competitive in any way, shape, or form. So, like, any of that, I wasn't even that late. Like, I was an active enough kid for, like, a goth or whatever I was.
Yeah.
But, like, I was like, I don't care about beating people at anything.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't care. I'm competitive, but have that shitty eject button where
if you're not winning, you're out.
Winning or good at something.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't fucking care about this.
Yeah.
You know, but if I'm a little invested.
Hey, are you an only kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, so am I.
You are? Yeah, yeah. You yes. you probably understand that very well. Yeah,
so I definitely do.
Totally, yeah. So I wasn't competitive in sports.
Yeah.
was, you know, but picked my battles, I guess.
Wow. Okay, well, that is
fascinating.
So anyway,
fascinating. The prom stuff, all I know about proms,
yes.
I've learned from television.
Did you not even go, like, did you go to anybody else's prom?
No.
Like, friends that went to other
no.
schools?
No, I've never been to a prom.
To a prom?
Yeah.
Wow.
The whole idea of, like, well, every TV show will have an episode about choosing the prom theme and committees.
And you're just like,
and
this means nothing to me.
I guess there was a dance that wasn't exactly a prom, but it had a theme that I don't even remember if I went to mine. But it wasn't the sort of thing of, like, wasn't, like, gowns. And, you know, like, I feel like the kids older than me, they had one that was, like, Hawaiian-themed. And people
right.
wore, like, Hawaiian. You know, like, it was more of, like, an activity one. But also, we don't have to get into this any deeper, but...
No, I'm fascinated.
I didn't board there, but it was mostly a boarding school, so a lot of the stuff would be on, like, Saturday nights, and I was like, I'm not going back to the school. Like, most kids live there, so it's
right.
like, their dance was like, now we go to this room downstairs, but
right.
I was like, I don't really want to go back to get a ride to the school to something I'm not going to like.
Oh,
know.
So it was some kids live there, but you didn't?
80% of the kids live there, so it was a small percentage that commuted.
I can't wait to look this school up when
yeah.
you leave and, like, read everything about it.
Yeah, it's like a pretty, you know, New England prep schools are like their own weird
yeah,
thing.
That's
like, they're
hardcore.
All like this. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they're really strange. So yeah, I kind of miss that. So I enjoy living it vicariously on television.
But do you think that kind of stuff, I guess, really works? Maybe it does, because, like, I assume you excelled academically, and maybe most
yeah.
people there did, because you don't have any of these distractions? Is
I
that
think
the
that's
idea?
The idea, but I think also, like, you... Like, let's say I, you know, I had, like, pretty strict parents, and I was pretty afraid of getting in trouble, which, like, kept me from partying
right
less the like you can never like I wasn't afraid of like what would happen if I drank, what would happen if I got caught drinking, so like I really
right.
didn't party in high school. But you put a bunch of kids with like nothing to do stuck in this, you know, complex of buildings in the middle of nowhere, far from their families. And yes, there's teachers and there's responsibility and you can get in trouble and get kicked out. But also, like, kids are clever and there's not enough teachers. Like, they also, like, partied harder and darker than they might have been if
like
they were
Brett Easton Ellis shit.
Kind of, yeah. And there was, and like, a lot of kids came from money and, like, there was, you know, it was like a world. I just, this was like the school in my town that, like, we were like, it'd be great if we could go there because it's so pretty. Like, I didn't know anything about, you know, it's not like I was like, oh, which boarding school should I? Like, it was just like, that's, we moved to this town where that was like down the street. But a lot of kids were like, oh, well, my great grandfather went here, so that's why I have to go here and leave my friends in North Carolina or whatever. And so it was like a whole foreign world. And they, these kids, like, I missed out not, like, the idea that boarding keeps you responsible, I think, is pretty.
No,
you
I
got a lot of
think,
time to kill on, like, weekends where you can't go anywhere.
I think
you
it's
can't
like permanent any summer camp.
Sort of, yeah. So, like, and a lot of it I didn't even realize was going on at the time. Even being friends with kids that was living, like, I would find out, like, later. Like, even in college, I'd be like, what? You were sleeping with her? Like, where, what? I didn't even know you two. Like, because people that weren't dating or whatever, just like, yeah, we just got bored and, you know, she heard I, like, just weird, crazy stuff that was like, oh, I just assumed everyone was just kind of, like, walking around and, like, getting pizza all weekend. Well, obviously, they're killing time and, like, you know, packing dip and, like, smoking pot down by the reservoir and just, like, doing whatever they can to, like, have fun during these, you know, 48 dead hours every week.
Right. This is fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow. I just went to a public school in Atlanta. It was pretty weird. Standard issue. I will say I went to 3 proms.
Wow.
But in 10th grade, that's only because I had an older boyfriend in 11th, 12th grade. In 10th grade, though, when the guy was asking me in the hallway, I thought he was making fun of me.
Aww.
He asked me in front of a bunch of people, and I was like, this isn't fucking funny, dude. Like, I legit thought he was making fun of me, and he was like, I'm just asking you to prom. And then I, like, stormed off because I was like, fuck you, not cool. And then after that class, he was like, I'm being serious, go to prom with me. And then I felt terrible because I was like, oh, I cussed you out in front of everyone. But, like, I for real thought he was making fun of me.
I know, you had defenses up.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so.
Wow, we were looking in.
I did nothing but go to prom.
Yeah. Rich in proms. Don't rub it in my face.
Okay, so, Lisa.
Yeah, Zach Morris sitting on a trash can. One of his cool guy moves. Sitting on a trash can. And I get the way the set's built and that's the one way he can do, like, a cooler, like, whoa, look at that casual dude.
Yeah.
But it's a trash can. Like, people, like, through his legs or throwing
away
sodas?
Yes, or, like, the flap of the
trash
can.
It's a plastic
his
trash can.
Yes.
It's going to be covered in trash juice.
Yes.
And he, and his, you know,
and he's
Taylor jeans
there,
or whatever
totally.
Is just popping up on
chilling
the trash
on top
can.
Of the trash can while, yeah, Lisa's kissing everybody's ass and Ox is coming around being like, hey, my parents are out of town, even though I'm 40. Let's
they
have a party.
They live with him because they can't go upstairs or prepare their own meals because he's so
totally.
Old.
Totally. He's still there.
Yeah.
And I did note, again, I've talked about this in previous episodes, but he's been Scud, a metal dude, in other episodes, but now in the past few, he's Ox, a jock.
That's
very
nice.
Versatile,
it's nice to know that
extra.
They have a repertory
Yeah. So the next scene is at the Max, and that's when Lisa comes in and is announced by Tori in the Max as homecoming queen-elect, which we already touched on. Like, that's such weird terminology.
But it happens, one, very quickly in the
very
sense
quickly.
That the time is always tricky in the show. I feel like she is asking for votes.
And then, like, the next day, it's announced.
She's elect. And without even any, like, maybe she was just, everyone knew she was going to win. But there was no, certainly no drama to the vote.
It's not even, like, who are you up against?
Yeah. There's not one disappointed extra.
No.
It's just, like.
Yeah, or no other girls in the hallway being like, well, why don't you vote for me instead? Or anything like that. Like, you have no idea who she's up against.
Yeah, they really, you know, that's not what the episode's about. But it was interesting that they also sort of, like, why wasn't she just already, like, it's not that funny to ask her friends for votes. Like, why wasn't she just already going to be homecoming
there's
queen.
No exactly because if you're not going to give any ramp up to that, it's just go, oh, it starts off with Lisa being the homecoming queen, okay, cool, like,
yeah,
I agree with you. And also, again, I warned you, I'm gonna get deep into it, I trip on this every single episode, is all of this being held at the Max,
yep,
a public restaurant,
yep, a
50s diner
that can hold maybe 30 people.
Maybe.
And it's not full during the homecoming announcement.
Right. But the announcement's made there, like, the principal, well, later he comes. But, like, yeah, so the whole thing's happening at a restaurant, not in the gym.
Certainly
not
a cafeteria.
On the football field, which is where ours happened.
Yeah,
cafeteria anywhere. So in a public place.
Why are these kids always spending cash on food.
Yeah, not only that. Well, yeah, that I trip on that too because I'm like, I did not have like just a ton of cash to blow when I was in high school.
Yo, let's blow up the cafeteria and just go eat lunch out.
Yes, exactly. Because when I was in high school, if I was like, hey, mom, can I have $5 or something? She'd be like, no.
A day.
Yeah.
A day. Just to keep up, to buy sodas and shakes. Because that's where we all chill out. Yeah.
But yeah, and I always love to envision, even though they don't show any, like other customers at the Mac, just regular people. Like imagine if you're just sitting at a restaurant eating your lunch as an adult, and all of a sudden like a bunch of teenagers are just like, hey, pep rally and whatever.
Totally.
Like you just look around like, am I not supposed to
be
here?
Oh man, the Yelp reviews for the Macs must just be like, don't go here, all high school kids.
I can't believe I've done like 70-something episodes and not one person has brought up Yelp reviews.
This place is crazy. It's only children.
I feel like I'm on sort of list after being here. It's like a total like Brian Hansen kind of sting.
They don't serve full meals. It's just like sodas and fries and people just linger at the tables. And it's
They're all under the age of 18. I feel real weird about it. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I shouldn't be open to adults or something.
Yeah.
The only chaperone is a magician that works there.
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
Seems like a dark vibe.
Totally. And it's like, I was trying to eat and there was a dance contest going on around me.
I think it must be like a front for a sex trafficking thing or something like that. It's like a weird scouting, like, you know, children are like, extras are slowly disappearing. Just
totally.
Be like, yeah, like, hey, come with me. Do you want to come in the room in the back? And then they're just shipped off in the back of like an 18-wheeler until they're used up.
Totally. Yelp reviews. So this is all happening at the Max for some reason, and then that's when they cut to the table of jocks. It's like Slater, a bunch of jocks who are easily 40 plus.
Totally.
And Screech, for some reason, is hanging with this crew.
Yeah,
I have no idea why.
Kind of, I mean, you know, the divide of those, like, that Zach is no preppier than, and I'm sure you talk about this all the time,
yeah.
Zach isn't really preppier than AC Slater. They both, like, tuck in their
shirts.
Yeah, I mean,
other than, like, Slater wears muscle shirts.
Right.
But, yeah.
He's more physically intimidating than Zach.
Yeah, yeah.
Zach is skinny. His name should be skinny.
Yeah.
Though he is, you know, we'll get to it
because he's kind of built in this. But, yeah, for some reason, Screech was led into that crew for a minute. He's hanging with these jocks, and they're trying to figure out, like, what they're going to do for their party. And then they grunt or something. They do something gross, and that's when Tori is like, you guys should have a toga party.
Sure.
Like, you guys are animals. You should have a toga party.
And like we've learned in films and TV, when someone says the word toga, idiots start yelling toga.
You have to chant it immediately.
Yeah. Toga!
Exactly.
Toga! Yeah.
It's the law.
That's what happens.
So they do that, and they lose their minds as if they've heard this word for the first time in their lives.
Yes.
Like, they were just like, oh my fucking God, yes!
And for it being new to them, cut to 6 hours later, they are banging togas. Like, everyone is just like, are we doing a toga party? Yeah, yeah, no, it's no problem. We can all pull together pretty good togas. I've never been to a toga party
either.
I mean, like, the idea, that's always a funny thing in shows whenever there's like a costume party.
Yeah.
How, you know, it's like the costume department on the TV show, like, it's an opportunity to like work outside the box. So it's like showing off a little bit. It's always just like, no Halloween party would ever just have like the grumpy dude in like a $3,000 custom Captain America costume, you know, like that is not off the rack or whatever.
Right.
So the togas just like all look banging, you know, they're all tied perfectly.
Perfectly done. But also I feel like toga parties to me are one of those chicken or the egg where I'm like, was there a toga party before Animal House or did Animal House invent toga parties?
That's a really good question.
Because do you know anyone, the only personal story I know about toga parties is my dad, I had stepbrothers for like 2 seconds. Because my mom married my stepdad. I was like 5 and they were like 18. So they lived with us for literally like a year. And I just remember when I was like 5 or 6, one of my stepbrothers got in trouble because he had a toga party in our basement and like charged people a shit ton to get in. And so that was why my dad was mad, because he's like, I can't believe you charge money. And I swear, I think he was like, you have to give me the money or something.
Yeah,
but
that's my money now. It's my party.
I remember that. Like, I remember as a little kid seeing like people walking down.
That was based off of Animal House.
But
that's
whatever. What I'm saying. Like, that's obviously post Animal House. Like, I wonder
that
if anyone...
That does feel real in the sense of, like, I feel like the Animal House thing is also a little bit about, like, there's a slight... The idea of, like, Greek tradition, like, toga is, like, a frat thing,
yeah.
You know? And I feel like that is one of those things that, like, in, like, the 30s and 40s at, like, weird, you know, at, like, the all-guys colleges, like, old-fashioned money places,
they
would
have
a toga party.
Like, the Skulls had a toga party.
Yeah, and not even, like, a dark way. Like, I just feel like there were kind of, like, a lot of weird shenanigans.
I just didn't know if Animal House was a reflection of society or if society reflected Animal House.
I think it popularized something that was like a weird...
Like more of a secret thing.
Not even secret, but just like, you know, not something you would ever take out of the context of like, we're all college chums, you know? Like, it was probably like a little bit of, you know, I bet it was like when it first started in like the 50s or whatever was like a little more Puritan, like, you know, Dickie's got Sherry or whatever,
right.
But they're mostly just like invited the girls over from Pembroke College or whatever.
Right.
And like they all just like chat while music plays and like drink.
And
punch.
They drink a phosphate.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, you know, one person gets drunk and it's a scandal. But now the idea is like, boo, we're all going to throw up.
Right. And keg party and stuff. Yeah. So they're, you're right. They're immediately at a toga party where everyone's togas are immaculately done. Zax is also fashioning a way to show off his swollen body.
He looks good. Yeah.
He's cut.
Thickened up.
Yeah.
I will say it's a little bit, I felt a little bad. Slater walks in, does not get
the woos.
The woos looks better than
he is, yes.
I mean, as far as like, wow, we get to see his chest. Like,
yes.
Slater is like, bolt like bigger
yes,
than
yes,
Zach.
Yes. But
then
you
Zach
think Zach
gets,
cut in on the woos because.
No, I think it was more of like, Zach is like, you know, he's the star of the show. And
right.
Like, was a little bit more of a heartthrob than AC
right.
Slater. But I just felt bad because it was a little bit like, whoa, look at his, like, chest. But it's like, yo, look at AC Slater's chest. He's cut up. Come on.
Don't you think at this point now people are like, we get it. Slater's ripped. Like,
right,
it's
right.
just a given.
You don't often
you
see
take,
Zach
you,
with
it's embarrassment
shirt off.
Of riches. Like, you take it for granted.
Yeah.
And now you're like, oh, damn, Zach is catching up.
I know. Slater's probably like, I show this stuff off too much. Yeah. I got to.
I gotta ration
Step behind
this out.
The curtain.
Keep
yeah,
it
yeah.
special. Yeah.
Totally.
So yeah, they're all in togas. Zach is, you know, he's cut and everything, and he's macking on these two ladies who just straight up look like moms. Like
yeah,
they look
for
like
real.
Moms.
Yeah, they're like, look, my son is waiting in the van.
Yeah. But it's also the kind of thing I've talked about this before too, of the 80s/90s hot girls.
Right.
That did just look like moms.
Yeah, it's both their hair, the highness, like the weirdness of the fashion.
Yes.
Like,
especially when they're wearing like high cut swimsuits. That's like the
yeah,
mommiest
oh God,
look of
real.
All. Yeah.
Hide in the pouch or whatever.
Yeah.
And he makes an A2 Butte reference. I think or that's maybe Brittany. He makes an like end you, Brutus,
yeah,
you know.
A2 brunette.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Tori is wearing a leather jacket over her toga.
Over.
She's like, oh, doing a toga party? I guess I'll just put together an amazing toga, but I'm wearing my jacket over
yeah,
it. Like a weird
totally.
Concession
Even
to her.
Even though it was like her idea, she should be repping the toga the hardest because it was her idea to have
yeah.
a toga party. But she is hiding it under her Wilson's the Leather Experts leather jacket.
Well, you know, if she rides her motorcycle home in the toga,
yeah,
she needs
true.
The jacket to protect from
yeah,
road
so
rash
it won't,
if she
exactly.
crashes.
So it won't like blow off. So... Yes, she's wearing a leather jacket over a toga.
A 50-year-old man walks in and says, my brother's ID worked great with beer. It's like, your younger brother? Do they not want to sell to you because you're too old to buy beer?
Sir, we can't
Don't
serve
you, want
you anymore.
Wine or something? Yeah, why do you want beer?
You don't need this natty light.
Yeah,
you,
for
like,
real.
Graduated to actual, yeah. Sir, put down the Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
We'll give you real stuff.
Are you buying that for a child?
So he, yeah, the guy comes in and he's like, I totally got us beer, right? And it's clearly, I mean, it looks like, you know, PBR or whatever before that's
sure.
cool. It's the cheapest beer high schoolers would buy. That checks out.
Couple six packs.
Yeah. Okay.
That apparently lasts them all night. This well-lit party of 13 people get torn up on 2 6 packs.
They get drunker
so
than
drunk.
Anyone's. Well, before that happens, though, when the guy comes in and they start passing around like, hey, do you guys want some or whatever? You would think somebody was like, do you guys want some of this black tar heroin?
Oh my God.
I just purchased
and like, there's something
on the street.
About, so this is season 6, technically, or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the air dates are all janky, but this is like senior year. I mean, this is late in the
senior
game.
Senior year, but also it's been on. Like, they're
yes.
stars and 25, or, you know,
yes.
like they're not children or whatever.
Yes.
And it almost like they're never great at acting, but like there's something about having to pretend that an 18-year-old cool guy.
Yes.
Wouldn't want a beer or that they wouldn't want a beer like
yes.
is a struggle for all of them. All of them are like, oh, no,
yes.
man, I'm sorry. It's like, oh, you can barely even deliver that line. Like,
because
you probably all have drug problems.
Yes.
Like, you know, like they're
complete. Like, they know how absurd it is. And it's also the levels of, like you said, not only just pretending an 18-year-old, the coolest 18-year-old guy in school doesn't want a beer.
Right.
But also wants to lecture you on why you shouldn't have a beer. Like,
yeah.
they're not even like, no, thanks. They're like, really?
Really?
Drinking? You're going to drink here, man? What's your deal, dude?
Hey, we're seniors.
Yeah.
Like, homecoming, this is the first time this has come up. Do they not? Is drinking not? I know this is specifically a drinking and driving episode. Do they not?
It hasn't come up before. Drugs have in the Johnny Dakota episode.
Right. That I've seen like YouTube clips of and stuff. I don't remember.
But other than this, no, drinking hasn't really come up. And in that one, too, even though they catch that guy smoking a joint, again, they're like, holy fuck.
Holy shit.
You're act like it's the...
Where is Bayside?
It's crack. It's in the Palisades. It's in Malibu.
Yeah. They're seeing stuff happen.
Yes, exactly.
There's
children, like Hollywood
there's
kids.
Children of privilege over there. Yes. Yeah, they've seen some dark stuff.
Yes.
Their parents are on pills.
Completely. So, yeah, they're like the most scandalized ever.
But they all... But surprisingly, I'm... Like, I guess because they all needed to learn the lesson.
Right.
Lisa Slater and Zach all take beers.
With
they all
a
little bit of pause.
Yes, a little bit, which I'm trying to remember now who was the peer pressurer. Was it Ox? Who's the one that like even got them originally to go, okay? Because at first
Slater,
they all say no.
Slater took one from not Ox, but the old guy.
Right.
And then Slater peer pressured Preppy into it.
Okay.
He's like, come on, Preppy. We're senior.
Right.
You know, like,
and then,
Slater felt bad for 5 seconds and then was like, well, if I'm doing this, I'm going to make everyone feel terrible about
totally.
It.
Yes, totally. So then they all drink beers.
Screech doesn't because he says, in a joke that doesn't make sense, I get a buzz from cough syrup.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, cough syrup's got codeine. That's something that, like, people die from that, you know?
Yes, so does everyone else on the planet.
Yeah, it's serious
rappers
stuff.
Rappers drink it at a professional level.
They don't like
for
booze.
That reason.
Yeah. They prefer cough syrup.
Yeah, that is... Yeah, he totally says that, and then... I forget what Tori's like, no, I don't drink. I don't think she gives a reason.
Yeah, she doesn't... Which is kind of nice. No one gives her a hard time.
Yeah. Which, I'll say this. Funnily enough, we're talking about... I'm straight edge. I've never actually had alcohol in my entire life. And I... So at parties, but I didn't give a shit. Of course, all of my friends, I was like the designated driver forever and ever, and I was totally fine with that. But I did get clowned on way more than this. Like, nobody gives her shit, whereas at parties, and I was like, no, thank you. People would be like, oh, nerd. What? Like, I totally got shit for
it. People are a little afraid of Tori.
Yeah, I think they kind of still are.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe that's why. So, and they, hey, she's wearing a menacing leather jacket.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe they're like, don't fuck with her.
Yeah, she'll kill you.
Yeah.
She's probably got a little switchblade in that.
Yeah, so she's like, no, thank you. And then... Yeah, so they drink the beer, and they...
Cut to... Tripping.
tripping
literally,
balls.
Literally, when I say tripping, I mean it literally, like, the how they show drunkenness is characters tripping.
Like, a one guy trips out of the bathroom and goes, I was just puking
my
guts out.
Big smile on his face.
Yes.
Ox trips, falls on Screech.
Yes.
Everybody's just sort of...
Now, and I'm going to have to defer to you on this, because, like I said, I don't drink, but... Even growing up with people who did drink and whatever, I feel like beer doesn't get you that hammered. Unless you drink a ton of them.
Yeah, they only had 2 6-packs for 13 people.
The math does not check out.
I will say that I, like, the first time that I, like, drank beer to get drunk, which maybe I was, like, 17 or 18, like, I got silly. And I think, but it's also a little bit of, like...
But you weren't, like, barfing your guts out.
I wasn't. I have a strong constitution. I have an iron gut, and I just eat and drink too much all the time. But and did then. But I think it was more. I think also the first time you drink, you're like so excited. Like, you're not excited is the wrong word, but you like you're in your head about, is this what drunk is? Am I drunk now?
Okay.
Oh, now I'm drunk. I think I'm drunk. Oh wow, you're drunk. Like it almost is like this psychic mania that. Like takes over for just the effects of the alcohol, and that like everyone's like we're drunk
right
we're
right.
all drunk, even in, you know, so that like it might even get so this is jumping ahead a little bit, but like yes, Zach was drunk, but the accident is also that he was like goofing.
Yes,
it's not like he can't handle the wheel. It's like he's like playing music and looking behind him, you know?
Well, we can go ahead and get to that, because so everybody is hammered out of their minds, and then they have to leave, right? So they're all like, oh shit, we gotta leave. Lisa drove them all in her mom's car, apparently.
Right, which is a confusing thing. Her mom's out of town on business. She has her mom's Mercedes.
Yes.
No one else. I don't know how anyone else got there. Maybe they're leaving cars there. It's not really addressed.
Yeah, I don't know how ever. Yeah, I mean,
they never talk again about Screech could have driven.
Well, that's my point. That's what I wrote down, actually, because they do go, like, they're all drunk. They all are, like, we are drunk, saying it. We should not drive. We're drunk. And that's when Screech is like, well, I'll drive. And they go... They're all like, you're such a terrible idiot. Us drunk driving is better than you stone cold sober driving.
And he doesn't put up a fight.
He doesn't.
He's just like, yeah, you're right. I bump into stuff all the time.
Yes.
It's a Mercedes. I probably shouldn't.
Yes. That is the most. I mean, yeah, he should just be like, really? You guys are hammered. Like, just let me get this.
And is he still in love with Lisa at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that ever really ends.
Right, but it's just like, I mean, I feel like
it ebbs and flows.
He, in his dorky way, is kind of responsible at times.
Right.
Like, doesn't like cool guy stuff as much as they do.
Right.
It's strange to me that he doesn't like...
I just like cheap beer being cool guy stuff.
Cool guy
but
stuff.
It's
getting
true.
Drunk and
it's
driving
true.
Drunk yeah. is cool, is what fucking cool guys do. But he doesn't, I feel like he should have put up more of a fight just over
absolutely.
Lisa. You know,
yeah.
Just being like, or, you know, for
because he could at least be like, I'm in love with you. I don't want you to yeah. die in a drunk driving
my
accident.
My princess gets, you know,
yes.
whatever.
Yes.
But he doesn't. He's just like, all right. But someone's a ride home from them. Why
is but it's also, they go, and I'm skipping ahead because after they get in the accident, they call Tori. But why don't you just call Tori before you drive drunk? Why don't you just go, Screech is so fucking terrible at everything in life,
right.
including driving. Why don't we call Tori? She'll come get us.
She only left like 5 minutes before.
Right. So they're idiots, and they go, and Zach's like, no, my drunk driving trumps Screech's sober driving.
It's
I got
a real
this.
Cool guy stance.
Yes,
I'm like, I'm the fucking best at drunk driving.
Yes. I've never done it before. I've never even been drunk before, but I know I got
this.
Yeah,
I'm good at everything, so why wouldn't I rule at that?
So they get in the car, and you are 100% right. First of all, what is this? This is 1992.
Yep.
They get inordinately excited about the song Wild Thing coming on the radio.
Yes. Just
tip-tapping. It's everyone's favorite song.
Heads out the window.
Yes.
Yeah, Lisa's nauseous.
Yes.
I'm surprised. Well, I guess it makes sense. I was surprised that Lisa was in the front seat. I really feel like her car, AC Slater, I feel like is the sort of guy that would have been like, I'm riding shotgun.
No, but I feel like I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I feel like it checks out because I would get nervous because it would be my mom's car.
I see what
so
you
I'd
mean.
So I'd be like I got to be up front for my mom's car.
You're right. I'm not just a chill ass.
Because like the times that people have driven my car, I'm like it's weird if I'm not at least sitting in the passenger seat.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, fair enough.
Because you have some. It's like
I
a
take
weird...
it back. Take back. Everything else is perfect.
It's
I
a
take
weird
back my one
of
problem.
Control.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally.
All right. Cool. Glad that we sorted that out. Yeah. But you're right as far as Zach's fuck up comes from just driving poorly. Like the alcohol kind of doesn't does what people do when they're sober. I've been in cars when people do that and you're like, hey, don't turn around fully.
Yeah.
Look at the road.
Pay attention.
And that's what he does. Like Screech says some dumb thing. He fully turns his body around and then that's when he's swerving. I also wrote down presumably this is the middle of the night. This is at least post midnight.
I would hope. I don't know. I mean, the party was very brightly lit and there were no windows. It certainly felt like 6 p.m. or whatever. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's 5 in the morning. People are on their way to work, probably. That's why.
Because that was, I think, as they're driving this brief stretch of road and time, multiple horns are honked at them.
So many. Yeah.
That it's like, why is this the busiest street ever?
You know how the Palisades are. No. Yeah, it's very, they have a couple of close calls in the span of 60 seconds.
Where I would argue they're probably on a very open mountain road in the Palisades, but anyway, it's super busy.
I'm actually like a better driver when I'm drunk because I like pay more attention, so it was very unrealistic that after one close call he didn't get his shit together.
Yes.
He still was like, hey, I'm fine.
I got this, guys. Yeah. So after multiple horns are honked and more than one time they had to swerve to avoid something, they apparently hit a telephone pole. Okay. Now, and again, I would attribute this to Zach turning his body fully around instead of having
how many
beers.
He just wasn't looking. Yeah, it wasn't like he couldn't control the wheel. It was falling asleep.
Yeah, like he would have gotten in an accident had there been zero alcohol in the system
he was being
doing
silly.
These same actions. Exactly. Now, so this is where this episode gets super convoluted.
So complicated. Takes a real narrative leap here.
Yes, and this is where I start to get pissed because I'm like, y'all are terrible liars. There's no reason to really lie. It's more about omitting the truth now. Because, okay, so the next scene is they're in Zach's garage.
They're pushing the busted up Mercedes into Zach's empty garage.
Why is his garage
Why
empty,
is his
first
garage
of all?
Empty? His dad sells computers. Why would he not?
They probably have multiple cars with that
or
computer
at least old
money.
Computers or whatever.
Yeah.
They're pushing it in. We find out Tori, without your money, we never could have had the car towed to my house.
Yes.
In a real like moment of exposition, but like, is Tori like.
Is she rich? I don't know. I don't
like,
think
she just
so.
Has a lot of petty cash. Like, why? Like, Zach has money, right? Zach's got a cell phone.
He has a cell phone!
He gets his hair blown out every day.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know why she's got the money to come get them towed. So that's super weird. And
why wouldn't they also, if the plan is like, we have to get this taken care of, why would they tow it to the house? I know narratively why they had to tow it to the house.
I'm with you. If the plan is to get this taken care of as secretly as possible, maybe tow it to the garage of the adult that's out of town.
Sure.
Not the parents that are in town.
In town. Or take it to Tori's house. She's going to fix it or whatever. You know, she's the mechanic.
Right.
the gearhead.
So they tow it to Zach's house for some reason.
Yes.
And then, of course, while they're all standing around, Zach's dad comes out to be like, hey, I heard someone towing a car into my garage. Yeah. What's going
on?
It's late. Yes.
And the tow truck just pulled away, but didn't put it in the garage, left it in front of the garage, and then they pushed it in, presumably.
Yes. Which, again, why? Okay, yes.
Well, see, immediately the problem, like, so I think where this takes a big leap for me is that this is obviously a very special episode. It's teaching a harder lesson, perhaps a harder thing than they normally deal with on the show.
Right.
The stakes are so low of how they fucked up. And, like, you know, there is intense moments of, like, they realize mistakes they've made.
Right.
And they realize the lies are bad and the adults are disappointed and, like, all that stuff happens. But, like, actually, like, of showing the real consequences of doing something like this, of, like, being drunk and getting in an accident.
Yeah, they didn't kill anyone.
Like, no cops were like, why did you hit a telephone pole? Like,
no.
There's apparently the road is filled with cars. So someone would be like, someone just railed a Mercedes, railed a telephone pole.
No one called.
They
should have
woken up at the hospital and be like, Screech is dead.
Yes.
Screech is dead.
No real stakes. No real stakes.
Another car should have been hit.
Yes.
Something of like, wow, yeah, you can in a second. But instead, it was like more like, you know, plans and schemes.
It's like mild inconvenience.
Totally. And inconvenience that, as we'll get to, could have been handled.
Yes.
Had they been even slightly better liars.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This episode would have ended when Zach's... Okay, if they... why they made the decision to tow it there or whatever, but even if they did, Zach's dad comes out. He's like, what's up? They go, oh, we got in a car accident. Like millions of people do every second of every day.
Yeah.
Chance.
Yep.
Okay, and then you'd go, oh, that sucks, you guys.
There's no, like, smelling beer on them or anything.
No,
you know?
Because they weren't drinking, like, whiskey or something. I mean, like, yeah,
have Screech say I was driving. Screech could be like, I was driving, I'm a bad driver, hit a telephone pole.
Yes.
The end.
The end. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Really,
dun,
that
dun.
Is almost the takeaway of this episode is, like, look, if you get
be
an
a better
accident
liar.
Driving, have a plan. Have
yes.
a plan and stick to it.
I agree.
Because there's multiple lies that happen.
Yes.
They don't.
They make themselves have to lie more because of their terrible lies.
Yeah. If you and a group of friends, as we've learned from, like, I Know What You Did Last Summer and many other things,
ah.
kill someone or cause a problem, the first thing to do is get your story straight.
Get your shit
Nothing
together.
Is more important. Doesn't
Nothing
matter about
is
the
more
person
important.
You've hurt, the property you've damaged,
totally.
The crimes you committed. Just know your stories. And
also
stick
just
to it.
Say
know your
the
friends.
Least.
Know how long they'll. Stick to their story.
And say the least amount as possible, I
would
say.
Yeah. It's
because
so simple. Why would you lie about... Ugh.
Yeah, if you technically tell the truth in this situation, but just the bare mins of, we got in an accident, that's it. You don't even need to say why. Like, yeah, we just got in an accident. Oh, okay. Cool, guys. See you later. Have fun at school tomorrow. So, but instead, Zach's dad comes out. They're like, what's going on? And then...
In a beautiful silk pajama set, by the way. Like a kimono. Hugh Hefner.
Look,
he looks great.
Derek Morris is balling out of control with that computer money in 1992 from
he
all
is.
The people buying computers then.
I, you know, don't watch the show as much as you do. I don't remember his character, really. And he is such a better actor than everybody.
Yes.
He, like, really has it all together.
Yes.
Like, he really just outpaces, outclasses everyone.
It's sad, though, now. You'll notice, maybe, if you watch... some commercials during TV shows that he's in, like, commercials now.
Really?
And he's in, like, antidepressant pill commercials and stuff, Derek Morris. That's where his career is at right now.
How old is he now? Because he doesn't look young there. I mean, he's got a beard.
He looks kind of the same. He just has, like, more gray hair.
Sure.
You know, that's gray hair from the stress of raising Zach Morris,
oh
rascal
my God,
like
yeah.
Zach Morris.
Putting him through college or whatever.
Yeah, so he comes out, they're like, hey. Well, he goes, what happened? Like, why is this here? Why isn't it at Lisa's house? And then that's when the weird lie starts. She goes, well, we can't take it home because our garage is filled with boxes. And he's like, what? And she's like, boxes of tools for homeless people.
Right, yeah.
I just
wrote
that quote down because I'm like, that's the weirdest.
It's like Screech screwing up the lie, as he always does. So,
yes. But then Zach's dad goes, oh, okay. Like, that's not a super weird thing to say. Like, oh, you give tools to homeless people?
Yeah,
like,
that makes sense. You have a lot of extra tools. You should give them to, let them build themselves a house.
Yeah, so that's the first weird lie. And then, you know, it just becomes so convoluted from there. And he goes, they also don't tell her tell him that her mom's out of town. They could also just go.
Yeah, the weird. So they're like, oh, I'm going to call your mother, let her know you're okay.
Yeah.
And the panic is that she won't pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Like, why would he be like, your mother didn't pick up the phone, you are all liars. He'd be like, maybe she's asleep or outside or on a business trip, which is real. Always, lies should always be as close to the truth as possible. You know, if you come up with a fake name, have it start with the same letter as your name.
Yes.
You know, like it's there's a realm. Exactly.
Yes.
The idea of like just stretching it.
You're so right. Like he wouldn't immediately go like, oh my God, you guys are busted.
She
your
didn't
mom
pick up, you drunk liars. No. Would have been like, it's 2 a.m.
Exactly.
She's a surgeon or whatever.
Yes.
There's a million reasons why.
Yes. So it's like, just say she's not home. But instead, they totally don't do that. He goes, I'm going to call your mom. And then he walks off to call her mom. And they go, oh shit, we got to do something about this. Lisa, call him first to pretend to be your mom.
Yeah.
So then she calls on Zach's $1 million cell
phone. They're creating a paper trail now of other lies.
Insane thing.
They're best friends. Their parents are bound to meet. Like,
yes.
You got to see the end game here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of like, how do we, what is happening in the world where we have gotten through this?
Yeah.
You know, like, you got to look at your solution. You got to have a long-term plan. And right now they're thinking short-term, and I think
yes.
that's one of their many problems that
Thank
they make
you. So,
as problem solvers.
The lies on top
episode.
Of lies is then Lisa calls Zach's dad. Hey, it's Lisa's mom. I totally know about the car accident, so don't bother telling me about it. Okay, thanks. Bye. And then they're like, cool.
Yeah.
We're good until we have the time to like get this car fixed.
Which is also an interesting that how quickly they're able to like... You know,
like assess the damage and everything.
Oh, that's crazy. So the next morning.
Well, the next morning, they're in the hallway.
Hungover.
So they are like, God, I feel like I got run over by a train.
Oh, why does anyone drink? Yeah, yeah.
Why does anyone drink? It's like, you guys split a six pack of Natty Light. Calm down.
But the hangover implies that like, oh boy, now we're back at school.
Yeah.
Slater comes in. He's already got an estimate on the damage. Like that takes time.
Thank you. That there's many things. First of all, was this party on a weeknight?
Right, right. Why
I guess
do they
the
have
party
a,
was on a weeknight.
I mean, I guess he wouldn't have it the night. What are they celebrating that she won? Like, homecoming is also like you play the game and then you party after. We've all
yes.
seen Friday Night Lights. Like,
yes.
homecoming is like big game, we won, whatever. But there's like yes. a homecoming night party. This is
yes.
like that she was announced as winner. They're having a weeknight party days before the big game, and he's the captain
yes.
of the team.
Yes, like this timeline. Makes zero sense.
But anyway, he knows where to get an estimate immediately.
Immediate estimate?
$1,000.
Also, without moving the car.
Yes.
It's not moved, so you gotta do yeah. to make a house call. Mechanics make house calls.
I found a 24-hour mechanic to sneak into your father's house, Zach, to look at this car at 7 in the morning before school.
Yes. Also, guess what? It's a total bargain because
yeah.
this is like a Mercedes
yeah, they
with significant
up the front
body
of the
damage,
oh,
but
yeah.
it's only a grand. I drive a Honda Civic and my shit has cost more than that to get fixed. So, yeah. It's $1,000 even. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Perfect.
Yes. So.
Maybe he knows a guy.
He must. But yeah, so all that, Zach goes, oh, cool, $1,000. How are we going to get $1,000?
Right.
And then that's when Slater also immediately goes, well, hey.
That's nuts.
I just got to get a water pump from the school mechanic room, and it'll only be
the
$500.
Auto shop at the we're now learning it's a vocational school or whatever.
Yes.
Lisa's getting her hairdressing degree.
Yes.
And Zach is going to follow in his father's footsteps and do computer repair
yes.
or whatever. But there's an auto shop that has
a water pump.
What's this mechanic that's like, look, it's $1,000, but really half of that is you
water
need a new water pump.
$500?
Also, just like they have a water pump that fits.
Yes.
You know what cars are? It's basically just carburetors, engines, pistons, and a water
all parts
pump.
Are
like,
universal.
What?
Yeah.
It's not plug and play. Like,
yes.
it's a whole thing. It's a
yes.
German engineering. You
yes.
got to go to a dealer.
It's a
whole
Mercedes.
Thing.
It's high end shit.
It's a nice Mercedes.
Yes. And it's not, you're right, like, all parts are not universal.
No.
Also, I don't know shit about cars.
No,
I don't know shit about them, but I don't think, I think a water pump is like pretty deep in the works, presumably.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you hitting a telephone pole is like,
right.
gonna affect that.
Really? Yeah. It seemed a lot about body damage.
I mean, I know I'm like really nitpicking at this point, but it
I
is
mean,
just like, also
well, it
that,
comes up again. Why? Like the damage to the car.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so he's like, get me a $500 water pump from the school's auto shop, and we only need $500.
Luckily, Zach's got an idea. Let's scam nerds.
Immediately.
Let's deeply and dishonestly scam nerds for cash.
First of all, Let's Scam Nerds is going to be like on Zach's tombstone. That is like his MO forever and ever. But the quickness with which he comes up with this particular nerd scam, like he just looks over, sees this nerd and goes, hey, you know that other nerd girl that you have a crush on? Why don't you tell her via Slater's jersey?
Oh, it's like emotional manipulation.
Yes!
Just like,
and
Lisa comes in, she's like, man, if a guy did that for me, like, I would love him forever.
And here's my thing with that. I'm like, y'all are immediately on board with this weird scheme, but you can't act like that when you're lying.
Yeah,
like,
you're sociopaths. You're all sociopaths. Why didn't you just do this?
Yes!
You're yes-anding
the shit out of this weird scheme, but during the lie portion of the segment, you guys are all like, yeah.
Yeah, it's really
so weird.
Inconsistent.
Yes, it is.
I totally agree. But anyway, some nerd pays $120 to have, and what the scam is, just to
it's
be
$10
really
a letter.
Is that AC Slater, obviously high profile, a lot of cameras on him for the big game, going to be on the big screen,
right,
is selling messages on his jersey.
Sure.
Which I get people paying for that.
Right.
Seems like Morris is such a hustler that if that was already a way to make money, they would have waited until they needed money.
Yeah,
they
totally.
Would have been like, we've already pre-sold your whole jersey for $1,100 or whatnot.
Yes. So, but the nerd totally falls for it. He's like, yes, here's my cat. I mean, here's the $120 I have in my wallet right now as a high schooler.
A high schooler in 1992. Happen?
Yeah. So he's like, here you go. And then they're like, cool, now we only need $400 more to do this. All right. Then Lisa's mom calls. Or no. Yeah, Lisa's mom calls on Zach's cell phone? Or does she call her mom?
She calls her mom.
She calls her mom, I guess, to be like, hey, mom, I'm doing fine. Don't worry about me. And
I did win homecoming.
Yes, yes. And she's like, Lisa, I'm so proud of you. You're such an upstanding citizen. It's really
great.
And
so that's also the other, and I think it's almost like it's less of, I feel like this episode is almost less of a lesson about drunk driving, which is like treated very lightly.
Yeah, it's just lying.
Yeah, it's a lesson about people, adults thinking you're a good person when you're actually not.
You're
like,
totally
what
right.
catches them all is that they all like are made to feel... Slater is by Mr. Belding. Lisa is by his mother and Mr. Belding are all being like, these are good kids.
It's almost like if you're, it's like the lesson is if you're going to drink and drive, be honest about it.
Yeah.
Like that's almost the lesson.
But it's like, no, the deeper lesson should be like,
don't
drink and drive.
Yeah, exactly. Like they face, like you were saying earlier, they face no consequences for the actual crime. It is just like they bum everyone out.
They bum everyone out. And it's never spoken about with any kind of like gravity. Like at one point, and this is later, but Derek Morris says, you could have thrown your whole life away.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's not saying and like you could have hit someone. It's more like, what if you'd been arrested? What if you
totally,
you know, it's not about
what if you didn't end up getting into Yale with your 1502 SAT score, Zach? That's all real.
Man. Yeah. It's very, it's never like the actual like physical safety of people and like how close they could have come to murdering someone is never dealt with.
Exactly. So so Lisa's mom is just like, I'm super proud of you, you're great, and then is like, how's the car or something, and you know, Lisa's like, it's awesome, which again you could have just gone, oh, I got in an accident, got in a minor accident, mom, no problem, I'm getting it fixed.
Yeah, yeah,
that's all you had to do. But no, she lies about it, of course. So then we see Screech walking in the hallway with the water pump, and that's when he bumps into Belding, and Belding's like, why? Just immediately goes, why are you carrying a water pump?
Yeah.
And he's
Screech
like,
squeals.
He just goes, it's for Lisa's mother's car.
Yeah.
A phrase we hear like 10 times in a row, which is so weird.
Yep.
And because then Belding's like, what's wrong with Lisa's mother's car? Which he wouldn't care. I would argue he would go, oh, well, that's a water pump that's worth $500 to the school. Go put it back. You can't have it. But it's just like chases after him, like, tell me the deal with this car.
He stole it from the auto shop.
He's just blatantly
stealing it. Because he knew the person or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's a $500 part. Yeah.
$500 part. He just cost Bayside $500. Belding's like, what's going on? Runs after him. Then Slater walks in and he's like, hey, his arm's in a sling. And he's like, guess what, dude? It's totally trashed my arm, it turns out, in that super huge car accident that we had.
And again, that's not even treated that seriously in the sense of like he's
no.
very disappointed to miss this game,
right?
But like, you're a college you're a high school senior,
yes,
captain of your football team, it is, and a jock, it is not inconceivable that your like future is tied up in this game, this season, your physical health
yes.
is just like kind of sad because, you know, we've been practicing really hard.
Yes.
It's like, what? You're
a football
player.
It's like you
can
lose your scholarship
or
something.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Like, your whole plan could be totally screwed up.
Also, I'm thinking back to where he was sitting in the car, and I'm like, how did they hit this pole that would affect him in any way?
Right. How did they slam into it? Also,
unless it was like he'd shoulder checked the telephone pole.
Right, got knocked around. It's strangely for this show that like has a little bit of rivalries between the characters of all time, Zach gets very little shit from the other ones for being the one who was driving the car.
Oh, totally.
They're all drunk and Screech is an idiot or whatever, but like no one is ever like, yeah, I was drunk too, but why were you such a bad driver?
Yes.
Like no one ever calls him on it. Slater
no
would be
one
like,
does.
You ruined my season because you hit a telephone pole.
Thank you. Yes, because they all, yeah, because he, again, he was just doing moves that even a sober person would get in a wreck doing.
Don't do, yeah.
Yeah, so Slater comes up, he's like, you guys, I totally can't play the game. So not only can he not play the game, but then Zach, of course, is like, oh my God, we're going to lose that money from that nerd because you can't, like, rep his
right,
name
yeah,
on your jersey.
My hustle's falling apart because apparently in this business transaction that just involved us taking all of his cash out of his wallet, there's a guarantee of that Slater will play in this jersey.
It's on good faith.
It's on good faith, yeah, yeah. As he's a businessman, so a handshake is a handshake, and, you know.
That nerd's going to go to the Better Business Bureau
yeah,
and
be
file
like,
a complaint.
I feel like I was promised,
yes,
you know.
Yes, so that's when Belding walks up. When they're all bumming about this, Belding walks up and goes, you guys heard what happened. I'm really sorry. I heard about the truck full of bananas and monkeys.
And monkeys. Sorry about the monkeys. It's crazy that Screech squealed on the car thing, but then created another more complicated lie. Put the mother behind the wheel.
Yes. And that an adult person was like, truck of bananas and monkeys.
Classic Belding, you know. Yeah. He's a boner.
I mean, that is just straight up Looney Tunes. And he's like, oh, yeah, totally, that happened.
So now things are getting dark. This is like the fall right now. So,
yes, this is the mountain. Mount Lies is about to crumble.
Lies are building.
Yes.
And now we're going to the...
Well, then he lies to Screech about, or lies to Belding about Slater's arm. So it's like more like when
he
goes, oh, instead of going in that accident that you just heard about with bananas, he goes... Oh, no, Slater was throwing too hard
too hard. Well, it's like the lie is not just dishonest because it's covering up drinking. It's dishonest because it makes them sound like better people, which is like the whole...
Yes, he was just doing his job really hard.
So now we go to the homecoming.
Okay, we're at the pep rally at the Max
And
again,
let's say the pep rally is no more attended than the announcement of the homecoming queen-elect.
No, totally
Same
not.
Same amount of people.
Same amount of people. Maybe also, like we were saying earlier, some... customers that don't go to the high school going, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, man, just trying to get a burger to go.
Yeah. So there's a full-on pep rally here. And then, Belding, like, introduces... Oh, well, first he goes, before I introduce the oncoming queen, and I just want to point this out because it's a personal favorite moment of mine. When Belding goes, hey, I'm sorry to say, guys, star of the team, AC Slater, isn't going to play. You hear one of the extras go, oh, my God. Which is, like, my favorite thing, maybe,
you know,
of the episode.
When you have a moment, you got to take it, you know,
so,
for that actor.
Oh, my God.
They made a choice, and the choice
totally.
They're blown away. So that's sad, and Zach is like, but we'll still win it for AC, and there's no more lying.
We
and,
still got this.
But then Belding is like, she is a beautiful, honest, hard worker. I can't imagine a better homecoming queen. Lisa Turtle.
Okay. Homecoming queen is based 100% on what you look like.
Yeah.
100%.
She's a hot piece that dates the cap and the football player. Give it up for the homecoming queen.
That's all. Also, at mine, the girl just stepped forward and got flowers and that was it. Like, the guy said her name. Whoever, I don't think it was our principal.
Yeah.
Whoever it was like, here's homecoming queen,
right.
Jane Doe. And she's like, cool,
yeah,
thanks for the flower. No speech. No ramp up about her intelligence or how hard she works.
Yeah.
It's just like, check out her sequin gown. She won. We all get it. You guys all think she's hot. Cool.
Interesting that they, you know, we talked about it. It's weird they put the pep rally at the Max.
Yes.
Even weirder in my mind that they put the stage for speeches right in front of the entrance to the Max. Such,
right.
Feel like it's not how you'd want that to
yes.
be. Or you'd want something at someone at the door kind of be like, sorry, they're doing speeches and stuff right now.
Somebody's being crowned. You can get your burger later.
Don't go in. You're going to mess this up.
Yes.
With no fanfare, the door opens, and directly behind Lisa walks in.
Yes. Her mom. Her mom.
Who's back from a business trip, a surgery trip.
Yes. That's true. She's a doctor who's doing surgery
doing
abroad.
Surgery.
Maybe she's a pioneering Doctors Without Borders.
Exactly.
We don't know.
Yeah. She did her first ever ear transplant or whatever in India.
So she comes in. She like sneaks in behind Lisa while she's giving her speech.
We forgot one moment. when AC Slater was announced as not being able to play,
yeah.
the nerd came over and took Zach yes. Morris's phone.
Oh!
The nerd immediately calls him on the contract, being like, Agnes now won't find out
yes.
that I love her. I was promised visuals, you know, placement. Like, it's a contract with an ad, like, the billboard's
like
going to be on screen.
Billboard,
exactly,
totally.
Yeah, yeah. We promised we'll be on camera for 20
yes,
seconds.
Yes, and he took his phone, which I argued, in 1992, that phone is worth way more than $120.
But also, is he taking over the contract? Like, cell phones are complicated. It's not a... You know, like who's
yeah,
what network's
gonna
it on?
Yeah, that nurse is going to be answering it like Zach Morris's phone.
Sorry,
like,
I took this from him. I don't nothing to do with it.
Yes, but like in 92, that's like the prototype of the cell phone. That shit's worth like $1,000 easy.
$5 or $10.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, we can hurry up.
Okay.
You can say that on mic that I'm
okay,
wasting
yeah,
your time.
Yeah. No, you're not wasting my time. I have a lot to say and I have so many
no,
more
no,
notes.
No, totally.
But yeah, I have like
no,
10
let's
more.
Power through it.
So Lisa,
she's giving her speech, by the way, which includes,
yes.
I'll be a good queen.
I'll be a good queen to you. Like,
she,
what is the, what are the responsibilities during the reign
stay
of the
hot?
Homecoming? Like,
I don't know.
Like, is homecoming queen, like, you do stuff? Is it like Miss America?
Don't
do,
anything.
Do you, you know,
you
show up to other
hot.
Parties?
I can't remember. I, as a joke, I didn't get elected.
Yeah, yeah.
I lost.
Right.
So I don't really know, but I assume it was just like, stay hot for the rest of the year.
Right. Just still be hot. Wear the
yeah.
crown occasionally.
Yes.
But she doesn't.
So she's like, I'll be a good queen. And that's when her mom starts clapping real hard. And she turns around like, what, mom? Oh, holy shit. And she's like, that's right. I didn't want to miss you being crowned queen. And then that's when they're all panicking. And she looks over and Slater and Tori are both like, oh, we fixed the car. It's cool. We fixed the car. Like, we single-handedly
right.
fixed the interior and the body work.
It'd be one thing if it's just like, it won't start. And she's like,
yes.
I love noodling around in an engine. It's all about the timing of the starter or whatever. Serious body damage. Like,
body work on
chrome,
a Mercedes.
Paint, so much stuff. Like, I don't know what her garage is like, but she has serious equipment.
She's like, guys, don't worry. I have 1992 Mercedes parts.
Yeah, unbelievable.
In my garage, just in case.
And this is all in 1 week.
This is within days.
Days, days.
Maybe not even a week.
Right,
yeah.
right.
So they're like, it's cool. We told the water pump is in, took care of the body damage. We're good to go. So they go back to Zach's garage where it remains for some reason.
Oh, no. Yeah, so they, I guess Tori worked on it there, which seems strange with Derek
yes.
nearby.
Yes.
They bring, so they almost are out of it and that the mom wants a ride home. And then they explain they waxed the car and it's over at Zach's house. And he
yes.
immediately is like, I'll take you there.
Yes.
Why? Body damage is like, so it's crazy. She fixed that.
Totally.
But didn't it doesn't start.
It doesn't start.
Why like, doesn't it start? She's an amazing mechanic, apparently. She
yes.
just rebuilt a Mercedes.
Yeah.
And she's like, I didn't check if it started. Fuck.
Even though it looks pristine, it looks off the lot from the outside.
Three paint jobs
yes.
with like a spray thing.
Yes,
it's intense.
Yes, but I can't. It won't start. So yeah, so it doesn't start. And then they continue to lie. Like they're like, oh, I guess wax got in the fuel injection, whatever.
Right, deeper
and
lies.
Then, yes. So as they're all standing around going, oh, lies, lies, lies. Derek, Zach's dad, comes out and is just immediately like, this looks so good since the accident you got in. You know, and they're like, haha, whatever, dad, stop joking around.
Good, good, good,
yeah.
good. Oh, I hate this. My skin crawled during
yes.
the scene with even with how not believable so much of this was.
Yes, that hits home.
In any movie, any TV, characters, when they're caught in lies,
yes.
makes me so physically uncomfortable.
Yes.
Like there's no more palpable thing I'm like afraid of.
Yes.
Not that I lie a lot, but like just as a
yeah, but as a teenager,
yeah.
I mean, yes, I definitely went back
so
to that.
So it's
place.
All just tumbling.
Yes.
Phone calls.
Yes.
You know, the call gets brought up.
Yeah, he's like, you called me about it. What? I didn't call you. Wah, wah, wah. And like all of it.
Oh,
comes
the other
out.
Weird part of the lie that for whatever reason Zach said that Lisa was driving.
Yeah. Which I guess it's just
because
so
his own
it
dad
was his...
wouldn't hold him responsible.
I bet it was more like because it was her mom's
why,
car.
Why would Lisa not be driving her mom's
yeah,
car?
Yeah, that like. That would make it
oh,
worse.
Such bad liars.
But, okay. So, they all are like, Zach finally goes, fuck it. I can't lie anymore. This is insane. Here's the truth. And again, Miss, like, tells 100% of the truth when he absolutely does not have to. Like, he fully, instead of, again, just going, oh, yeah, we got in a car accident. It sucks. Was like, we were drunk.
We were drunk.
We were driving drunk.
At no point did they have they ever needed to explain
they
why they made a mistake.
Never. Need to know that. The
yeah.
parents, I mean, we're days behind it now. Like, there's no evidence that
nope.
they drank.
Zach could have been like, I wanted to, he could have said everything was true about, except the drink. He could have
except
been like,
the drink.
You know what? I took it on an irresponsible joyride.
Yes.
Because
Wild
it's Mercedes
Thing came on,
and
Dad.
It's fun. Yeah.
You know how much I love that song? I was wilding out during Wild Thing.
I love oldies.
Yeah. yes.
Famously love oldies.
Yes. So, but
no. Major League is my favorite movie.
But totally just goes, yeah, we were drunk.
We were drunk.
And that's just the dumbest. I was like cringing because I'm like, you guys are idiots. Didn't have to say it. There's no police report. There's no nothing saying you have to tell them this.
I love how, and this was while we were watching as well, and I don't disagree with you, but I love how what you were most passionate about was how they weren't better at hiding. Like you're like a lawyer about it. You've just been like, no way to prove that you did this. It was never just like, why would they be so dumb in this way? It was just like, gotta lie better, gotta lie smarter. No one caught you drinking. There's no evidence.
Oh, am I giving away too much of my character in this assessment of the show?
Yeah.
No, just as somebody, look, I did a lot of shit as a teenager. I never drank, obviously. Yeah. But I totally took my parents' car out when I shouldn't have, and like did lots of shit I shouldn't have done. Maybe lied a lot as a kid.
Sure.
So I just have experience with it.
You have almost more experience with managing lies.
This makes me look terrible.
Booze. No. It just makes us different.
I'm just saying, as a teenager, I did it. I don't lie anymore.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But as a teenager, I got good at it because I just wanted to do some shit. And I knew to get around stuff.
Totally.
I needed ways to do
it. I'm not really calling you on it. It was just a very funny thing to notice so much.
You should be.
You're just like, no reason to tell them you were drunk. Never give more information than you need to, unless they ask. Don't answer a question. Never volunteer anything. Ask for a lawyer. It was like such a like brutal.
That because that was like totally my childhood.
Oh man,
I was the worst kid. I mean, I was the worst kid, and like I didn't do drugs or drink, and like do hardcore things. But like, I didn't do schoolwork. I totally snuck out all the time. I took my parents' car. Like, I was the worst kid in that way. Where I was like, for me, as you can see at my apartment, it was like seeing shows. I was like, I got to see Morrissey. I got to figure out how to do that. If I got to lie to do it,
I'm not going
to
let
it has to be done. So
get in my way.
I have to figure out what I'm going to tell my mom that's like the least amount of lying or with the least amount of questions asked. So it was like all that kind of stuff.
I feel like
so,
I have to have you on speed dial. You're like Michael Clayton. Like if I accidentally like hit a kid or something like that, I'm just going to like and drive home and like need to make a phone call and be like, April, what do I do? Okay. I need this to disappear. What happens now? What happens now?
And I'll revert back to when I was like trying to sneak out to see a show at 15 and go, let me tell you from experience, this.
Were there other cars on the road? Yeah. Where's your car right now? Where are you right now? Did you have
whose
any
garage
drinks?
Is it in?
Who were you with beforehand? Did anyone know you were driving that? Yeah, just immediately.
Oh my God, I feel so shady now, but I feel like I'm identifying too much with the sociopath that is Zach Morris. But they end up spilling the beans. They end up spilling way more of the beans that are necessary. And then the parents just, and as you said, instead of the parents being like, holy shit, I feel like the parents would be like, holy shit, you're underage. You were drunk. Like they would lose their goddamn minds.
Night, you screwed up you're not my kid, but you screwed up your football career, Slater.
Yeah, but they just kind of go, you guys,
oh man, we have a lot of talking to do.
You're grounded a little bit.
Yeah, the I feel like in structuring of this episode, I was very surprised how little time was spent on them getting caught and how much it was mostly about the lies. Like, when it ended, not that it felt like it should go on longer, it was a very quick scene of all of them being called on it. Derek says to Slater, like, you better go home and tell your father before I tell him first.
Which, I was Slater, I wouldn't tell my dad. I'd bank on Derek.
No, but there's something like of Slater's
like
character. That you could tell he's like afraid of his father and has like a disciplinarian because he's like
a
military,
dude. Yeah.
And the mom walks off with Lisa and is like, "Yo, you're not doing homecoming. We're talking all weekend." And then Zach still is bratty about it. Still hasn't taken full responsibility of like, well, I am more worse than that. I was the one driving.
Yes. I mean, he could be in jail. Like literally could be in jail doesn't go, wow, well, being grounded is way less than being
he's
in jail.
Grounded for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Loses his car for a while.
Which is super chill.
Yeah. And also, like, you're a senior, like, losing your car, like, you're going to drink so much more now that you don't have to drive, you know?
This is just open the door.
You're going
to
get nerds to give you rides or whatever. Yes. I'm sure you'll turn this to your advantage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the end of it.
But it is tender. I will say that there was one message that I responded to and I, like, maybe happy to see and perhaps I would have responded to as a young person. They, in their way, especially Derek, despite being furious, in the end, that Zach was honest with him and told him, like, still has a message of, like, I love you and I worry about you.
Right.
Not like, you're so fucking dead. And then they walk into the house. Like, it's that sort of thing to teach kids of, like, I know you think that, like, it's the end of the world. And you have to lie and lie and lie.
Right,
but ultimately, your parents are like,
they're
just
doing
want
this
because
they care
and,
kind of thing.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So that is, there was a little bit of a tender moment, but never anything of, like, you could have murdered.
Yes, you could have murdered people or killed yourself or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm super glad that you can come do this, by the way.
Yeah, this is such a blast. Thank you for letting me
watch. This
was
really fun.
What I would have to say is one of the hardest episodes of Saved by the Bell.
Yes, deep, it was gritty.
Gritty, yeah. We see a lot of consequences, not a ton, but like it is like a psychological thrill. Like these lies are piling up in a way that made my skin crawl and the tension
and
increased.
It has, you've caused me to really look inside myself and see if I'm really as honest of a person as I think I am. But when you were watching this just briefly, because you did say you watched it growing up.
Yes, I did.
Because of the school and stuff you went to, were you like, what, this is a weird world that I'll never, because when I was watching, I was like, oh, that's what high school will be like. But for you, were you like, this is so weird. There's no way anyone's schooling is like this.
That's a good question. I'm trying to remember. I feel like I watched the show in repeats as much as I watched it. You know, like, so this show premiered when I was six, you know, and I didn't start watching it then. So I feel like it already was like, I was watching the end of it. And then I feel like the only stuff I watched in prime time was like the college years, like right after. But I'd already seen all the repeats and everything. It was like a show in syndication or whatnot. But I feel like it already felt like science fiction to me when I was watching it, you know, like their big hair and their, like, it was not a throwback because I was of the age that I would have been watching that. I was the normal age.
Right.
But it just, something was like, this is nothing like any life that I'm ever going to live. Like, the jock doesn't hang out with a preppy. Also, I've never met a preppy. Like, I don't even know what a preppy is. Like, the idea of, like, that one kid at school that, like, I don't know, tucks in his shirt into his pleats or whatever. I was like, is that even a type? You know, like, it dealt in archetypes that I felt were, like, not modern.
Right.
Even when it was on, you know? Like, the nerd and the gossip girl. I don't know. I just didn't know people like that.
Right.
Even in middle school, you know?
Yeah. I kind of did, but I mean,
everyone is just late. I only knew lazy people. Everyone is lazy. No one in the show is lazy enough. Like, they're all kind of working hard to scam and
see, that's so
win
funny, because I would assume that
date.
Everybody at your school would just be like these super hardworking, like,
I guess I will say that by high school, I probably wasn't watching this show. You know, like, I was watching this in middle school intensely.
Oh, okay.
And by high school, I probably was
Well, you're younger than me, so yeah, you were in middle school when I was watching this in high school. I think you're a few years younger than me.
Maybe, yeah. So I feel like by the time I got to high school, I already knew my high school was a weird, different place.
Right.
But I think maybe sometimes I did imagine that, like, the high school my friends in town were going to was a little
was
bit like that.
This.
There's a little bit more locker hangouts.
Right.
A little
yes,
bit more,
that is
you know,
true.
Mischief and sneaking out from your parents. Because I had kind of this quiet high school life where if I was going to party, it was mostly, like, on the campus, but I didn't do that really because I was afraid of it. But then I didn't really have anyone to party with, like, in my town, so I sort of was, like, just home a lot,
right,
on my own.
You were a good kid. I was a bad
kind
kid
of, yeah. I had plenty of time to get bad later, you know. I should have got it out of my system. But
I'm super psyched that you could be here.
Thank you for having me, April. This was a blast.
And your Twitter is at Max Silvestri, isn't it?
Yes. And I have a stand-up album that came out June 10th.
Yeah, because this is gonna, this will be up in like a month. Also, I'm glad that you're here because I've talked in other episodes briefly about the hot Green Beret that I used to date, and I think people think I'm making it up, but you actually know him. So
he was
you
my
can
college improv leader.
Yes, so
he's
you can
real.
Okay,
he
good
is genuinely.
I'm not lying.
Special forces and handsome as fuck.
Thank
and,
you, everybody.
Yeah, and he has.
He's a real person.
He has said that April is like I just said like it all. I'm the only other person in the world that knows. The other two players
so
in this
so
story.
You know, this
so
is
I
not
can
a case of the nerd saying, oh, my girlfriend who lives in Canada.
No, it's
he
real.
Was a real person.
Yes. He's as handsome, as smart, and as a Green Beret as April, I assume, has talked him up.
Yes,
to
thank you. Also, you got to, I want to plug your food show, too, because you got to live my dream because I'm obsessed with Food Network, and you got to work with Marcus Samuelson, and
did.
That's insane.
I did.
And enjoy
it was very, very
great.
Yeah, the feed premieres July 12th on the FYI Network, which is taking over from Biography. It's like an A&E thing. So, so if you love Biography Network, bad news. It's becoming an irreverent lifestyle channel.
But it's got
9th.
Cool food shows on it, yes. And that's all I care about.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of Go Bayside. I appreciate all the emails and the nice iTunes reviews, et cetera, et cetera. And the next, I'm going, again, I'll have to post the link to the actual order I'm going in because you guys have emailed me saying I've skipped episodes. I have not. I'm going in original air order. So the next episode I'm going to be doing is called Class Rings. So that should be next if you're watching on Netflix. All right. Thanks, you guys. Beaker, 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 beaker